24-year-old Kwashira studied fashion and design at Chinoy University of Technology and is now out to conquer the design world. Kwashira works for JT Clothing in Harare, but when she clocks out around 5 p.m., she goes straight home to start working on designs for her personal label, Immaculate D. Her designs are a mixture of conventional fabric and accessories like animal skin that she says tell a story about Zimbabwean culture and ancient tradition. Kwashira explains why she prefers this style.
I feel it creates identity for us as Zimbabweans. So I'm bringing the past and the present, living in a modern world, and taking that which once existed. Like you'd find from my designs, I take the shield, leopard print, which symbolize the power and authority.
So what makes her designs unique?
What's unique about my designs are the shapes, like I say, the shield, the tools that were used in the past, the basketry, the weaving part, the way people used to construct, the method of construction that was used in the past. So that's what creates my signature.
The young fashion designer says she draws her inspiration from world-acclaimed Italian menswear designer Giorgio Armani, whose personal fortune is said to be over $8 billion. As a startup, Kwashira says her label is feeling the pinch of the collapsing economy, but she remains hopeful that a few years from now, she can have the means to attend the World Fashion Week, normally hosted by big fashion capitals like New York, Paris, London, and Milan. But for now, she is working hard to satisfy her growing number of customers and pushing her clothing through small-time means of marketing.
I market myself through, I've got a magazine that I have. So I talk to people via WhatsApp, business cards, the magazine, and I've done a fashion show. An individual fashion show, which is a fastest way to market yourself as a designer.
Kwashira's designs are also available on the Zimbabwe Fashion International website, and she can be contacted by email on immaculatekwashira@gmail.com. In Washington, I am Tungameli Nkomo, reporting for VOA Studio 7.